Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Well, tonight, the Ghana Registered Nurses.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Midwives Association clash with the National Labour Commission as they defy the NLC's orders to call off their strike. The nurses say government must consider its stance on the situation and help avert the potential damage the strike will bring to the health system. According to them, they have already signed an agreement with government, and all they're asking for is for the implementation of that particular agreement. But the National Labour Commission also says the nurses have to call off their strike to pave way for an agreement to be reached on the way forward. We'll hear from both parties, but first, medical doctors at various public health facilities across the country were left overwhelmed with works as the Ghana Registered Nurses and Midwives Association intensified industrial action over conditions of service entered day two. Today, the medical director of the Greater Accra Regional Hospital, RAGE, Dr. Leslie Issa Adum Zakaria, in an interview with Joy News, revealed the strike has caused major disruptions at the facility.
The challenge we are facing is that doctors have to do some of the work of the nurses. We don't have rotation nurses supporting us because the rotation nurses are challenged. They cannot work unsupervised, so they are not available. So the doctors have to do what they can do for the nursing aspects and then still do their work. So we are a bit we are under pressure. We hope that things get better. The rotation nurses are like national service people who are supposed to work under supervision. If we bring them alone here, that means that they are going to work without supervision because their bosses are on strike. So unfortunately for us, they are uncomfortable to work unsupervised, so they are not available.
So that is the medical director of the Ridge Hospital who has been talking to us about the impact of this. We'll take you across the country to gauge the impact of this strike on health delivery in other parts of the country. But earlier, in our previous bulletins, you could get the sense of how this is impacting on the healthcare delivery in other parts of the country. We'll take you there now for us to have some update from the Volta region, from the Eastern region, to really understand what is happening. Let's try and take you across the country now. Okay, so we have Rafiq Salam who's joining us from the Upper West region. Rafiq, earlier you reported of a pregnant woman who was bitten by a snake. Any update on that and how the strike is biting?
Hello?
Rafiq, if you heard me, I want an update on the pregnant woman who was bitten by a snake and an update also on how the strike is impacting on healthcare delivery in that part of the country.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
Rafiq, can you hear me?
I'm hearing you now.
Good. So I'm asking for an update on the situation in your region in terms of the strike by the nurses and midwives.
In terms of the strike embarked on by the GRNMA in the Upper West region, I can report to you that the situation hasn't changed that much, though the other unions too are also working, talking about the UPNMG, and then also doctors who are still working. The situation is still the same. I reported to you earlier that we have doctors who are now, if they are not even tripling their services, they are doubling their efforts.
Okay.
Something that they are not supposed to do, they have moved beyond consultancy services in the region and are now the ones doing the medication. They are now the one running nursing services in the region.
Rafiq, do you have any update
on that?
Rafiq, I want to find out from you whether you have any update on that pregnant woman on whom you reported earlier. So, Rafiq doesn't seem to hear me. Let me take you to the Western Region, where our regional correspondent, Nathalia Kwanza, is joining us. Now, Nathalia, what can you tell report for us from the Western Region? Do I still have you?
Yes, Kojo. So, just like it's happening across the country, I have visited the Kwesi-Mitin Hospital, Efiem Kwanza, the Takrade Hospital, and then I have also done some checks in other parts of the Western Region, and the situation is the same. Nurses are on strike. They are not working. But for some hospitals, it seems that the patients are already aware of the situation. And so, for instance, for Kwesi-Mitin on Wednesday, that is when they have a lot of patients coming in, those with diabetic cases and then hypertension. But yesterday, the number was few because most of them had heard of the strike. It's a very dire situation. Medical superintendents across these hospitals tells me that it isn't easy for them managing the hospitals without these nurses. They are only pleading with government that whatever their conditions are, if they can meet them as early as possible, it will be the best before we get to hear any unforeseen story or anything that within the region. So, Kojo, the Western Region is really feeling the impact of the strike by the midwives and the nurses.
I hope you have not been affected, though.
No, Kojo.
Okay, all right, then I'll give details. But let me take you to the Ashanti Region for an update on what's happening. Clinton Yebo has been monitoring the situation for us, and he joins us now with some update. Clinton, what more can you tell us? Hello, Clinton.
Hello, Kojo.
Yeah, so I want to find out from you any update you can report for us. We came to you in the afternoon, but from then till now, what update do we have?
Well, Kojo, currently patients and their accompanying relatives who already spent a night at the hospital premises in hopes that they'll be attended to as late as this evening are still there because they are likely to spend another night at the premises. They are still stranded and camped at the corners of the hospital because no nurse or no doctor has attended to them. What is currently happening is that they are able to get a consultation from the doctors from there. There are no nurses to direct them to a further office. So they are compelled to either stay around in hopes that the nurses would attend to them or make their way out of the hospital.
Interesting. Thank you to you. And keep monitoring so that we can really get update every other moment. Let me take you to the Volta Regional where Ivy Setoji is standing by for us. Ivy, we've been going across the country to understand what's happening in terms of the strike. What can you report for us from the Volta Region?
For now, most of the nurses or the workers are not working. A few of them who were even sane just sit down doing nothing. At the OPDs, mostly most of the places we visited, we didn't see any of the health workers, the nurses working there. Even today, some of them were told had trainings by some organizations. That's a World Vision. They started the training before this strike, so they are concentrating on that. So for now, they are not working. I was in Hokwe yesterday. The OPD was empty. No nurse was there to attend to patients. So some of them were seen, but nothing really is happening. Their presence is not being felt.
Grateful to you, Ivy Setoji from the Volta Region there. Now, this whole situation has caused the NLC, the National Labour Commission, to order for the striking nurses to call off their strike and return to the negotiating table to help reach an agreement on the way forward. But the nurses say they will not back down until the signed conditions of service is approved for implementation. David Tinkrang is the General Secretary of the Ghana Registered Nurses and Midwives Association.
It is also time for government to heed to their call and sign or approve the condition of service. I must say that this is regrettable, it's painful, but it's necessary. We think that we've been taken for granted for far too long, and this is the time to assert our rights as nurses and midwives. If people don't consider us as essential service, we know that our service is essential. Let me tell you something. Nursing and midwifery is the fulcrum around which the health system revolves. So those who don't know will get to know.
But David, do you believe your demands justify the disruption in healthcare delivery as we're seeing today?
I'm saying that we shouldn't have gotten to this far if those who are seized with authority to do the right thing have done that. I'm saying that we are not going back to any negotiations. We have signed the condition of service. It's been negotiated, it's been signed, it's been sealed. What we are asking for is approval for implementation. This is a statement I want to make emphatically.
But this agreement, so David, this agreement was agreed in the Eswell administration. The Ministry of Health says that the minister is yet to review the agreement. Is it not fair for him to go through the agreements and know what he is agreeing to? At least come to the negotiation table, speak with them, with him, get to know his mind, where it is, and then you can proceed from there instead of going on a strike.
That is the painful aspect of it. How long has the minister been in office? And let me tell you something. We don't deal with government. We deal with the employer. Government will change, employers still remains the same. Apart from the sector minister, who else has changed as far as the ministry is concerned? So the document is not something that is not known to people. The content is known. And let me make it this clear to you that every other health worker is enjoying this same condition of service or even better.
So that's David Tinkray there. We'll be finding out more from him later on. But the Health Minister, Kwabena Minta-Akando, is assuring that the government is committed to dealing with the situation to avert the negative toll the strike is having on the health system. He's been speaking to Joy News editor Elton Brobe on the Pulse on the Joy News channel a while ago.
For the past 34 months, I've been engaging them. And in some cases, we try to get resolution to some of the issues. I was a bit taken aback when there was no communication whatsoever, and it just came as a shock that we've declared a roadmap that we are embarking on a strike. I believe that in all these matters, my brothers and sisters should put the Ghanaian patient into consideration. We are not tired. We are operating an open-door policy, and I am ready to engage and meet anybody at any given time. Not until we find a lasting solution to the matter, we will not relax. Just yesterday, all the other stakeholders were brought on board. We were around the table. Minister of Finance was around the table. Fair Wages was there. Labor Commission. But my brothers and sisters couldn't come. You understand? And there was a ruling to that effect. But that is not even my interest. We are the mother ministry. And we must behave as mothers. And so we are calling on them to come and let's talk. Look, we have been in constant interaction with the Minister of Finance. And you know this goes beyond the Minister of Health.
But our understanding is that the matter is now on the decks of the final. It may not be your problem, but because they are under you in terms of employment. But our checks suggest that it is up to now to the Minister of Finance to sign off on this so that this can have some kind of implementation.
But not until I cannot absolve myself completely from it, unless you are absolving me. But I cannot absolve myself or my ministry completely out of it until the full implementation of the agreement. We cannot take ourselves from it because we are their employees. Okay. And so, yes, I agree that where it has gotten to, the minister or the Minister of Finance will have to play a key role of which we are engaging the ministry. But I can tell you the Minister of Finance is committed in finding solutions to this matter. She's so committed. I'll be speaking to him, you know. But we cannot be on a strike and negotiate at the same time.
Right.
With the greatest of respect, I think they must come. Even today, this night, they want to meet me. And I've been trying to reach out to them, you know. So, Etin, all that I'm saying is that, look, we do not want to underrate the impact of the industrial action, not at all. I am not ready to underrate it. Even if one person absents himself or herself from going to work, it has its own implications. So not until this matter is resolved, I am not prepared to relax. And I'm not ready to push responsibility onto anybody. I'm not ready to, say, oh, because it's not a matter of the Ministry of Health, we are, no. That is not what I'm interested in.
This is still top story brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies. But let me now bring you David Tinkran. He's General Secretary of the Ghana Registered Nurses and Midwives Association. David, grateful for you to join us here. Now, you listened to the minister there. And if you listen to him, there seemed to be that commitment to resolve the matter. Why don't you reconsider your push to help solve the issues for which you are calling on government to deal with? Hello, David. If you can hear me, I want to find out from you. I mean, the health minister has shown that commitment to help deal with the matter. Why don't you reconsider your push to help bring, that solution that we're all looking for?
All right. Good evening, my brother, and good evening to your listeners and viewers. I must admit that throughout the engagement that we have had with the sector minister, he'd been forthcoming. However, I just want to place this on record and to let Ghanaians know that, number one, our target is not the ordinary Ghanaian. Our target is not the government. We think that we've been taken for granted for far too long. And the second thing I want to say is that there is nothing to negotiate. And that is where I don't get the minister. The condition of service has been negotiated. It's a legal document, which is binding. That's why we call it collective agreement. It has been agreed by both parties. The government party was led by the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. It's sealed and dusted. All what is left, and I'm very happy you talked about the fact that the finance minister, your check shows that the finance minister is who is left to do whatever he's supposed to do. Look, until this administration came to office, the document was almost at the verge, at the precipice of implementation, all right? And then there was change of government. Obviously, we deal with employers, we don't deal with government, but of course, the employer is led by somebody. And obviously, if the sector minister is the one responsible for the ministry, then we will give him that benefit of the doubt. And he told us that we should give him some little time. We asked for timelines. We were never given any timelines. And you cannot be sent into a meeting by over 128,000 members. And when you return and they ask you what were the timelines that the minister gave as far as the implementation is concerned, you tell them that the minister said you should give him a little more time. Okay, so that went on.
No, but he says you were around the negotiating table.
No, that is where I want to let everybody understand. We were not negotiating anything. I'm saying that, my brother, we have finished with the negotiations. No,
so what were you doing?
Let me walk you through.
Yes, I want to understand what you were doing at the table.
Okay, so we were following up on the implementation. Maybe that is what he considers as negotiations. We were following up on the implementation, not on negotiation. And he made us to understand that we should give him a little more time, which time it didn't come up. So my difficulty and the understanding I want everybody to get is that we were never, and we are not, and we are not going to go onto any negotiation table. We have finished with the negotiations. The condition of service has been signed. We have a collective agreement, which is binding on the employer. All the employer must do is to sign it into implementation. Now, if during the implementation, they call us to the table that, look, it's done all the time. I mean, during the process of implementation, a lot of things goes on. And then we can assemble people from Control Accountant General, Ministry of Finance, Ministry of Health, with the union. Then we say that, okay, this
negotiable, or this thing that was negotiated goes to this person, this one goes to this category of people. That one can be done.
So I get you, but what were you expecting to hear at this table that you didn't hear that got you to declare that strike?
The fact that the Minister of Finance had approved the signed condition of service for implementation. That is the exact thing that we were looking for, and we never got it.
So that's what got you to. But the minister today, if you listen to him, he says he is the mother, or the ministry is the mother. So come to the table. They want to resolve it as a mother would when her children are in a challenge.
Why I wanted to take you through the process. I'm saying that.
We've gotten your process, but I'm asking, if you listen to the minister, he says, come around the table again. Let's find a solution, an amicable solution to all this.
The solution lies with the Minister for Finance. He should just impress upon the Minister of Finance to approve that collective agreement that is binding on the employer. And we can come and sit down on the table and follow through the implementation. We are not being intransigent at all. Just that people are refusing to understand us. And that is where our pain is. This condition of service is being enjoyed by all health workers, except nurses and midwives, and even better. So what is this? And that is where sometimes we get a bit pissed off, and we feel that people don't recognize and respect our contribution within the health continuum.
But you were in this with some four other unions who decided that they will continue to work. Are they also enjoying the conditions for which you are fighting for?
Absolutely. We hold a bargaining certificate. The holder of the bargaining certificate does so in trust of all the rest. So when we finish this fight, whatever dividends that will accrue, their members will enjoy. And let me tell you why the minister is speaking this way. Initially, they thought they could mobilize the splinter unions to more or less serve as strike breakers. The membership of those splinter groups are wiser. They know that they are thinking about their future. This fight is about their future. Let me tell you something. I visit some of our retired nurses and midwives. They have a club. Those in Greater Accra Region meet at the Christ the King every month. I visit them. I listen to them. My brother, we will not fail this generation and the next generation of nurses and midwives in Ghana. They have bitter things to tell you when you meet these people who have dedicated their lives for 39 years, some 40 years, some 38 years to the service of Ghana.
You won't back down until you have that agreement signed?
Absolutely. Okay. Until it's approved. If they approve it this evening, tomorrow we call off the strike action. We are not saying that they should implement the condition of service entirely before we call off the strike. No. If you do that, we will be unreasonable.
Okay.
What we are saying is that it is a collective agreement and it's binding on the employer. And therefore, the employer should approve it for implementation. If they approve it, we can sit down and look at the nitty-gritties of it and implement same. If you can approve it for others, why can't you approve it for nurses and midwives?
Okay.
My brother, let me tell you something.
I'm grateful to you, but stay with me. Let me bring in now Patrick Boachie Yiadom. He is deputy ranking on the Health Committee of Parliament to help us understand what Parliament could do in all of this. I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining. You've listened to the Health Minister. You've listened to the Nurses and Midwives Association. I mean, what do you think the Health Committee in Parliament can do to help resolve this matter?
Well, thank you. And let me extend my greetings to your cherished listeners. It's pathetic we find ourselves in this situation. But my brother, let me tell you, I detest this attitude of government, this lackadaisical, feet-dragging attitude of actors in power. This concern has been on the table since they took over. I'm sure it was contained in the handing over notes, like I said yesterday. So what steps has the minister taken to come to terms with this nurses group to understand the conditions, and by now should have taken steps to implement the conditions? Now we are talking about approval at the office of the Ministry of Finance. Nurses are such an important cadre of health workers that whose concerns and grievances shouldn't be toyed with. If you understand healthcare system in Ghana, you understand nurses form an important chunk of cadres. And if they've secured a new collective bargaining agreement, what is the government waiting for?
So what will you do? You are in parliament. You have authority. Will you summon the finance minister to parliament, or what will you do to help resolve this whole matter?
Well, we've started. You see, when issues like this come up, you start the unofficial talking. I mean, convincing the health minister, convincing the finance minister to do the needful. My brother, like David said, there is no time to go to the negotiating table when all that has been done some time ago. So what we will do is that if we don't hear anything positive from the Minister of Finance, maybe Monday we'll summon him to the committee meeting and find out what are the challenges, what are the bottlenecks. Other than that, I feel this is a long overdue. This is an issue that is long overdue, and I think actors in office should do the needful, and then we'll have our peace.
I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining us here. Let me go to the NLC, because they play a huge part in all of this. And Julia Puawuvi is Assistant Public Affairs Officer. Julia, the nurses claim that you flouted the law because you didn't respond to their letter warning of this impending action in time. Why did that happen when you knew that your response also has a role to, you know, to play in whether the nurses will go on strike or not?
Okay, good evening once again. We kindly give me a minute.
So that is the, NLC there. Julia, if you're ready, I want to now move away from that and ask you, you know what the nurses are asking for. What will you do? What will you do to get an answer from their employer so that all of this is over? Julia, if you can hear me, I want to find out from you what the NLC will do now that you know what the nurses are asking for. What will you do to compel the employer to do what they're asking for so that there's a solution? Hello, Julia.
Yes, please.
Yeah, did you hear my question?
No.
I'm asking, what will the NLC do? The nurses are asking for something. What will you do to ensure that there's an amicable solution to all of this?
Yes. So what the National Labour Commission did was to, first of all, direct that the Ghana Registered Nurses and Midwife Association call off their strike with immediate effect, as well as for them to return to their respective facilities immediately, which they haven't done as of now. As a result, the commission has secured an injunction on them to call off the strike with immediate effect.
No, but they said, well, they would not do it. So what will you do?
They will not respect the court order to call off the strike. It would be in contempt if they don't call off the strike. So there is a need for them to call off the strike, so that parties can meet to engage and reach an amicable settlement on the matter.
So when did you secure this injunction?
Today.
Okay. I mean, have you served it on the association?
Yes, I believe we have done that. Our dispatch has done that.
Okay, I'm grateful to you, Julia Puawuvi, is with the NLC. And that's how we wrap up Top Story, brought to you always by Telecel Connecting Energies. My name is Samuel Kojo-Briz. Up next is Newsnight.